Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Vijaya. Are there Shuddhi Krama, different levels of realization in Ashtakalya Lila Bhaja? Goswami, after detailing the variegatedness of rasa in the Ashtakalya Lila in a Sri Ujjvalanila Mani, Srila Rupa Goswami has then articulated the following in Shloka 23 of the Guna. Oh, we read this, didn't we? Okay, about that. Prakritan, aprakritan. Vijaya, Prabhu, this being so, how then can we ever truly attain aprakrita rasa, transcendental mellow? The sweetness of nectarian madhurya rasa is unlimited, incomparable, inaccessible, and the very nature of Krishna Lila. However, our Supreme Lord Sri Krishna in particular has two boundless qualities, sarva shaktiman, omnipotence, and icha maya, independent, unimpeded willfulness, which means he can do exactly as he pleases. Therefore, that which is immeasurable, unlimited, and transcendental and inaccessible is made easily available by him within the limited confines of this material nature. Although this material nature is insignificant and base, the merciful Lord still desires to manifest his most relishable rasa upon this material plane. For this reason, his eternal nectarian pastimes in Braja, the absolute transcendental abode of the Lord, have appeared within the material creation at Sri Mathura Mandala. It is not for us to question how Braja manifests and how Braja remains, because the activities of the Achintya Shakti are incomprehensible to the stunted intellects of humans and devas alike. Thus we have received the Vrajalila of Krishna in Gokula, which is the full manifestation of even his most elevated transcendental pastimes. Although meditation upon these pastimes, the path to attain rasa is now fully open to us, and so we have no cause for lamentation. Right? So this aprakrita rasa is then manifest here in the Gokula pastimes. It means if you say the point, then of course everyone will understand they're the same. It means all devotees will accept they're the same. But in their thinking, much of the time, they think they're different. Right? So that's the difficulty. They're thinking they're different when they're actually the same. So there's always the ideas that, okay, you know, just like the element, if we're coming from the spiritual world, then Jiva Goswami makes a point that Jiva can't fall from Goloka. Therefore, the Jiva can't have fallen, or therefore he can't have been in the pastimes. So he would have to fall from Brahman. But then the point means is then, is that the natural place of manifestation? Why would something coming from chit potency, which is internal potency, be somehow or another situated in Brahman? Because we don't think of the Brahma Jyoti as, there's no chit, there's only sat. So there's no possibility of the soul manifesting there. Right? So when the meaning, we fell from Brahman, doesn't mean that that means that's the situation one's in. Right? You can. We can also establish it that way also. But the point is that it's that one is situated in Brahman, meaning that's the consciousness. Because if the jiva is not on the platform of prema, and he's not in the material, what's in between the two? What's in between full shelter of internal and the shelter of the external? That's the Brahma Jyoti. So in other words, tatastha means the consciousness is in the middle. Does that make sense? Though one's situated at this point in the spiritual world. Right? Just like the sage can be situated within the external energy and be on the platform of Brahman, seeing everything as Brahman, everything is transcendence. Right? So consciousness is not affected by the, I mean, not necessarily affected by the situation. Right? It's natural, we being dependent, we will be. But the point is it's not that only in the spiritual can you be spiritual and only in the material can you be material. The point is it goes either way. It's the consciousness of the living entity. Right? So from that platform, as we see, now, here is someone who is practicing the devotional bhajan. Right? And they've come to that platform of bhava. But as we see, the first three stages, you're not actually associating with Krishna. Okay? Now, here, in this situation, now you've heard about Krishna here. You've learned from the Vaishnavas here. You've associated with the Vaishnavas here. Therefore, when you come to that neutral state, what's your intent?
To move forward
to prema. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, naturally, you don't hear about, basically, anybody falling back from there. It can happen, but not because they give up the goal, but because they become distracted, like Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj just got become distracted. It's not that he gave up the pursuit of prema. Mm-hmm. Right? So, naturally, if everything goes normal, then it'll just progress through till prema. Does that make sense? But now, let's say you're there, you haven't heard from the Vaishnavas. Right? So now, the normal thing from the soul, as we'll get into the Tattva Vivek, is that the soul understands, I come from something else. The potency of my happiness, everything is coming from somewhere else. So the natural thing is to seek that. Yes. Right? So, basically 9 out of 10 do. When they seek that, they get the association of the Nitya Siddhas who are there in the pastimes. Therefore, then you move through the process and then come to prema. But those who don't, then they get distracted by enjoying the spiritual energy. Right? But the point is if you're trying to enjoy Krishna's energy, what's it called?
Maya.
Maya. So in other words, the consciousness is material. Does that make sense? Though one's situated in the spiritual world. So, but that neutral point is Brahman, so then you fall from that platform. Okay? That would be the first. That's a little bit more subtle. Then more obvious is that means that's the first aspect. Now, the living entity is constantly coming back again and again into the material world every time Mahavishnu breathes in. Right? Once you've come here, then one might be here for some lifetimes of Lord Brahma. Right? One can't say how long. So now when Mahavishnu breathes in, now when he glances at the material energy, then the living entities and time and false ego go back into this pradhan. Right? That pradhan becomes transformed into mahat. Right? That mahat is called Vasudev. Right? Because this stage is actually the transcendental. Because the living entities are always transcendental. It's just whether consciousness is. Now here, they're in this stage. There is no manifestation. So there is no material as such contamination. Does that make sense? So that platform of Vasudeva is actually Brahman. Right? So we say we come to the platform of Vasudeva. It means that transcendental position. Now you have to use that position of Vasudeva in service to Krishna, then that's devotional. But if not, it's just spiritual. So that also, again, is the Brahman platform. Right? So in other words, when we if we take Brahman to exclusively mean Brahma-jyoti, we'll always have a problem. When we understand Krishna is Brahman, Jiva's a Brahman, internal potency is Brahman, external potency is Brahman. It's all Brahman. But that state of Brahman means you're not addressing the personal. So it's in between the spiritual person and the material person. Right? So that's the neutralness. Does that make sense? So, because of that, these things become hard to understand. But the point is what we are meditating on is these manifest pastimes within the material world. Therefore, then one is able to get the rasa of the aprakrita pastimes. Otherwise, one will say, how can we get that? Right? But because he's come and manifest the pastimes here, then in that way they become, the aprakrita become prakat. Right? But they're the same. Yes.
The tendency to see the Brahma Jyoti as a location is because the material nature conditions us of time and space.
Yes, time and space. And also we have that element is that as long as the Purusha Bhav is there, that's all the farther you can get, actually. Okay. You know what I'm saying? The Lord, because of this, he's Sarva Shakti Man and Ichamaya. He's omnipotent and can do whatever he likes. Therefore, the spiritual world can manifest within the material world. Does that make sense? That's the and because we have that little bit of independence, we can make within our consciousness the material world appear within the spiritual. Does that make sense? But it doesn't affect anyone else. It's just it's not that big. So. So now he says, now this path of rasa, to attain rasa, is open because the Lord has come here out of his own desire and performed the pastimes. So these pastimes then people have seen and we can relate to them. Therefore, it works very nicely. Right? One can develop prema. Right? Vijay, if the Prakrita Lila are of the same tattva as the Aprakrita Lila, then why should the Aprakrita Lila be considered superior? Right? Means if it's the same, so then is there generally the consideration is that the Aprakrita is superior, but they're technically the same. So how does one actually look at this? Goswami, there's no doubt that the natures of both categories of Lila are absolutely non-different. The pastimes graciously manifest here upon earth by the Supreme Lord as Sri Mathura Mandala are ever existing upon the transcendental plane of Goloka. However, the Lord's Prakrita Lila may be seen and remembered by the conditioned souls under the influence of the material energy, even though they do not have full realization of the absolute divinity of such pastimes. Right? So that's the point, because then we can relate time, space, all these different things. So even though it's not a matter of it's through the appreciation of the rasa that we're going through the pastimes, it's that we're catching a glimpse of that, in some aspect of it. Krishna was very strong, or he was very funny, or he was very, caring, or, something aspect like that, and we're able to relate to that. But the full depth of the rasa and what everybody's experiencing, that we're not getting. But that's the advantage of it, right? You had a question before? Oh, okay.
So my Prakrita Lila means in this world?
Prakrit means what's manifest here, and Aprakrit which means what is never manifest here. And what means the pastimes in Goloka, we call those Aprakrita.
And Gokul is here.
Gokul is here. Yeah. Means it's the same place. Yes. Brahma Samhita defines it's the same exact place. And the pastimes are the same. The moves, the rasa is the same. But the difference is this can be appreciated, and it goes on for... within our concept, a certain time frame. Krishna's here 125 years. So in that time frame, the pastimes went on. But in Aprakrita, they're going on eternally. Right? Like that. So your major categories and major elements within the are manifest. There's unlimited pastimes, but we may not appreciate the subtleties between them. Right. So the point is a general main pastimes and prominent presentations within that. So those are manifest in that 125 years. But otherwise, subtleties of those, and, you know, moving back and forth, creating the same kind of variety. But there's some subtlety. You know, does that make sense? You know, in one, Dana Kela, he gets into the front of the boat, throw him the front and then moves. The other one, he gets into the back of the boat. You know what I'm saying? That kind of thing. You know, one he pushes off with a stick, the other he pushes off with his hand. There's always variety. You know what I'm saying? But if you're absorbed in Krishna and like that, then you can appreciate that variety. You know, how he pushes with the stick, or how he pushes with his hand. Because in any way, it will be perfect and very artistic. Does that make sense? So that's the...
This way Maharaj's pasayam can go on eternally.
They do. They go. Means, in other words, it'll go on there, and because you're trying to attain a particular amount of rasa. It's not about the elements. The elements are performed as the medium to present the rasa.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like that. Does that make sense? So it doesn't mean that regularly that the pastime won't happen. Right? But Krishna is very expert at dressing. That's one of the 64 arts, is to be able to dress so that no one can tell who you are. So then Krishna does that so they can't tell. They just think it's a boatman. But as the pastime unfolds, then they'll realize, no, this is Krishna. Right? Does that make sense? Yeah, so that'll regularly go on. The whole thing, fight over the flowers, who has the right to pick flowers or not. You know, all these things are going to go on. Does that make sense? So there, it's just always going on, these aspects.
I have a doubt. We say that all the holy places are within Navadvipa. So my daughter was asking me, where Kurukshetra really happened? Was it that Kurukshetra, or was it here? And I was trying to explain to her, but I got mixed in my explanation.
No, it means it happens there. But that place is here.
Okay. So that's more or less what I was trying to...
Yeah, yeah. That's there. But it's here. Means, in other words, that's there because this is here. Okay. This expands to there, and then they have a war there. Right? But here, they don't have a war there. There's some other pastimes that the devotees do in Kurukshetra. The point is Kurukshetra is the place of where you're with Krishna, but not with Krishna. That's the element of Kurukshetra. Right? And then that full manifestation of that mood, that's Jagannath Puri. Right? So that's why it's different. Like other Vaikuntha temples we're not so interested in. But this one we are, because it's Krishna, but the thing is he's there with his associates from Dwarka. So, and then he's also there with the associates from Vrindavan. So in his mind, he wants to behave like the associates of Vrindavan, but externally he can't because he's with the associates of Dwarka. So that combination of being with, but at the same time can't be with, that's Puri. That's why you see sometimes the acharyas retire to Puri.
Yes.
Okay, okay. By this process, the perception by the sincere sadhaka of the Prakrita Lila and their absolute relationship to the Aprakrita Lila goes through a process of gradual elevation. In other words, we can relate to the pastimes here and then relate these pastimes to there. Right? Because the point is here you have the demons, you have all these other things, Krishna growing up. You don't have that there. You know? Does that make sense? So you don't have any of these mundane elements, but we can relate to the mundane element. We can relate to, okay, we have an anartha and getting rid of that anartha. You know, so therefore there's the demon who's an anartha and Krishna gets rid of that demon, right? So that whole thing we can appreciate.
What's the idea of said in the spiritual world there are rumors of demons?
Because how they think there is like here. their point of reference is here, though those elements aren't there. That's the whole thing. They think they have husbands because here they do, but there they're not manifest because there the manifestation is within the mind. So it's in the abhiman, the mood that they have husbands. So that creates the parakiya bhava. But that mood, that's what manifests here as their husbands. So their husbands here are actually the incarnation of their mental state that they have one. Like that. So that's why you see it here. Like that. Okay. Okay, the aprakriti, okay. By this process, the perception of the sincere sadhaka of the prakriti lila and their absolute relationship to the aprakriti lila goes through a process of gradual elevation, corresponding to the different levels of purification of his consciousness. But as the consciousness becomes purified, you see the non-difference. Otherwise, you make that distinction. In the initial stages of lila smarana, the perception of the sadhaka is clouded. Nevertheless, by the time the fortunate sadhaka reaches the stage of bhavapanadas, his conscious perception are free from contamination, thus he can have full realization of the aprakriti lila. Because then there's no difference in them. Right? So, because otherwise, before this time, there's still that contamination of not being fully absorbed in Krishna. Right? And that's due to previous association within the material world. Right, there's no such karma, but as you mentioned there, the fragrance is there. So this fragrance becomes completely removed in the smarana dasa when it comes to samadhi. Right, because then that purva, that complete attachment and other things, they start to develop. Does that make sense? Yeah. Vijaya, I am openly discussing these topics. Vijaya, I am openly discussing these topics with you because you are an eligible sadhaka. The sadhaka in smarana dasa performs sadhana with long and sincere hours, and if his sadhana includes concerted efforts to attain the unalloyed shuddha bhakti of bhava dasa, then even in smarana dasa, the sadhaka experiences the in choate symptoms of bhavapanadasa. Inchoate. There is such a thing as a K. Okay, inchoate. And what does this inchoate mean?
I can't say exactly.
Just know how to pronounce it. So therefore the advantage of the learning the language by this old phonetic system is that you can read anything. You don't know what it means. So the same way as the little children, once they learn the phonetic system, they can read anything, though they don't actually know necessarily what it means. Okay. Experience inchoate symptoms of bhavapanadasa. The turbidity of perception that persists in smarana dasa, if it can be completely purged, ushers in bhavapana dasa, which bestows realization of transcendence. The more one earnestly cultivates shuddha bhakti in smarana dasa, the more shuddha bhakti increasingly blossoms through causeless mercy within the heart. Shuddha bhakti is the only activity that is able to attract Krishna. Thus, by Krishna's mercy, the contamination of consciousness in smarana dasa is gradually dissipated. The Srimad Bhagavatam 11.14.26 states, when the eyes are anointed with medical ointment, they gain the ability to see even the most subtle objects. Similarly, as a living entity cleanses his consciousness of material contamination by hearing and chanting the transcendental narrations of my glories, to that same extent he sees me, the absolute truth in my subtle spiritual form. So in other words, just by hearing about the pastimes, that establishes one that clear vision of the pastimes. But that means it's by Krishna's grace, and Krishna's pleased that you're doing this, therefore you're able to catch that. Right? In Bhavapana Dasa, Surup City is attained, which means that the sadhaka receives transcendental vision or perception of his transcendental form as a gopi maidservant of his guru, whom he sees as a shaki of Yuteshwari Sri Radharani. Yes.
You jumped down a couple of paragraphs.
I did. I did. Okay. The purport is that by being in constant touch with Krishna Lila through Shravanam, Kirtanam, and Smaranam, the Atma of the seer becomes increasingly purified. To that same degree of purification, Krishna Lila and the supramundane nature of Krishna Lila become gradually manifest to the vision of the seer. A similar idea is found in the Brahma Samhita 538. I worship the primeval Lord Govinda, who is endowed with inconceivable potencies. He is perceived within the heart in his eternal form of Shamasundar by pure saintly souls whose eyes have been anointed with a salve of unalloyed love and devotion for him. And so again, is that salve is the love, right? In the material platform, then it's that cudgel or that medicated cudgel that will give that clear vision. But here is that the salve of love is there, so you see Krishna through that. That will give that further, right? In other words, it's the desire to see like that then gives one the adhikari to become the receiver of that kind of thing, right? Right. One might say, no, but how can you have that if you don't have that love? But the point is which comes first, your desire for a material object or having the material object? Right? You can desire it even though you're unqualified and don't have it. Right? The poor man can desire a palace. Right? The small little guy working in the back room in the bureaucracy can, you know, desire to be the president. You understand? So the point is desire is independent. So the point is, but if you don't have the desire, how you get it? So you desire prema. Therefore, then, that is what qualifies you to get that little bit of seeing in that way, that little bit of devotion.
The desire piqued by sadhu sangha.
Yes, because otherwise, how do you know it's there?
Yes.
Right? Means you. In other words, who you associate with, that's whose desires you pick up. You associate with, you know, they have a, let's say, you know, because otherwise, what is the difference in the little groups within the community, right? We have a Vaishnav community here, so it's one whole community. Festival, everyone comes together, all the different things. So that's one community, but if it's not a big festival, everybody moves in their smaller groups. So what is the cause of that? There's something in common. You know, how they think, what they desire, what they do. Right? And then as that changes, the values change, then the groups change. Right? You know, you want those things, but then, you know, after a while, then let's say there's a group, you know, that's mainly younger and you're a little older. But, you know, somehow or another, you had the same kind of desire as they did. So as you go along, because you're older, then you kind of get tired of it quicker. But they're still younger, so they're still involved in it. So then you naturally move into another group that's less interested in these things. Right? Does that make sense? You know, so like that. It's just a matter of you just change according to what is the values. And that is then what you is naturally cultivated. So if you associate with Vaishnavas, then you cultivate the desire to develop love for Krishna. So that's why it says those who are more advanced. Right? And the advanced here means spiritually. Okay. In Bhavapana Dasa, Surup City is attained, which means that the sadhaka receives transcendental vision and perception of his transcendental form as a gopi maidservant of his guru, whom he sees as the shaki of Yuteshwari Sri Radharani. Remember, he's speaking with Vijaya here. So that is his natural position. Mm-hmm. So there he gives this example. If he's giving the same example to someone who's a coward boy, he'd say that. You understand? Mm-hmm. So it's not that this is the absolute thing and that's all that there is. No, it's because of the audience he's talking to, but because you had so much more knowledge. In other words, the knowledge of rasa in conjugal rasa is more than in the kshatriya rasa. Mm-hmm. So to get the full range of conjugal rasa explanation, you had to have someone qualified for that. So therefore, all the examples are going to be that. Does that make sense? So we shouldn't take that Bhaktivinoda Thakur as saying that there's only conjugal rasa. Right? Does that make sense? Yeah. Now, here we also see a difference. This is discussing that rare situation in which, or more rare situation in which, someone within this body has come to the Uttama platform and is absorbed in the pastimes. Right? And in here, he'll take it all the way through to prema. So that would be the most rare. Prabhupada says it's possible. He says, from here, one is born into Gokula. The next body you have, you're in Gokula. Then by performing the pastimes in Gokula, then you are transferred to the Aprakat Lila. First you have your spiritual form, but in the Prakat Lila. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Now he says, though there is the rare soul that goes straight from here to the Aprakat. Mm-hmm. How is that possible? Right? It's because the same activities that are done in the Prakat Lila by having one's form there is done through meditation. Right? So he's explaining that process. It's the same process. If one, after this, remembers Krishna was born there, right? But the point is the difference is you already have your form as such. You have the body. But here, when they're saying surup, or the ekadasa bhav, it's more than just the body. It's the whole relationship and position, right? And even if you have your position, it's still that rasa with Krishna and his internal associates, right? Does that make sense? In other words, you have the person going through this process, then in the Smarana Dasa, in the Shravana Dasa, he's getting adjusted just with the concept of the rasa. Varana Dasa, that the mentality is how do you say it? What was the different specific thing?
He's accepted that and then he's taking shelter and being...
Yes, then he takes shelter of the guru. So therefore he has shelter of the guru in that specific rasa. Then he starts to, he gets the how do you say? Definition of his position, right? So we can see is here, this is the levels of the Surup City. There's the one of hearing about it, and there's the one where you actually can function within it, right? So hearing about it, then he follows in the footsteps of those devotees, the spiritual master and those devotees in that particular line. Does that make sense? If it's parental, then Mother Jashoda and the other senior gopis. If it's the coward boys, Sudam, Sridam, Subal, Madhumangal, like this. So here is then for the Gaudiyas, then it would be, the Rupa Goswami and the other Goswamis, like this. So then that is there, and you meditate upon those. And this way, then you're always thinking about those and that, but you're not, it's only by thought, So even here, there's a difference in that thought, the depth, the clarity, because here it's clouded, so that means you're partially there. Right? And so then, that becomes complete, the smarta dasa becomes complete. Then he becomes purged of all contaminations. Then he comes to this bhavapana dasa. Then it's saying here, then the Surup City is attained. Right? So now he receives the transcendental vision, perception of his transcendental form. Now he can see that completely. Now he can function within that. Otherwise, before, he's doing that, thinking about doing that. But now he's actually, that thinking, he's actually doing. There's no difference between the thinking and the doing. Right? So it comes to a deeper state. Right? So, now, but in the other one is that he has the body. Okay, so that's one of the points. He has the family he's born in, so that takes care of that. He has the village he's from and everything. What you dress like, that's all set. But what service you do in Krishna Lila, that's not set. So you still have to go through these stages of then adjusting with the mood, then being aware of these eternal associates, and then taking up that association. Right? Under the guru and that. and then coming to that point of always being absorbed in Krishna, then you go. Right? Just like we see is that those gopis that didn't go to the Rasa dance means they hadn't, they were still going through that, they hadn't gotten finished Smarana Dasa. Right? Once they finish that, you come to this Bhavapana Dasa. And then they can actually go. You know what I'm saying? Then you can actually directly be in Dasa's. Yes. They're all happening within Bhava. Prema is what you're trying to get to. Once you get the Prema, then you're, you know, full-fledged, card-carrying, flag-waving member of the Bhava Lila. Like that. Yes.
You just said something that the Gaudiyas, it seemed like you said the Gaudiyas will be in conjugal rasa.
No, I said the Gaudiyas, then if they're dealing with conjugal rasa, they'll follow Rupa. Because let's say the Nimbarkas, then just like we have Lalita, Vishaka, Rupa, and Rati, they have Sukadev Goswami, who's as a Manjari, and Vrindadevi. And then others as their the main Manjari. So it's different. So for us, that means Rupa is the main. Like, so for that will be how we'll... So we're being trained to be in that group of Lalita and Vishaka and Rupa and Rati, if that's the conjugal rasa there. But even if the cowherd boys still will be interacting, because Krishna's still is interacting with Radharani, so it'll still be done through that particular group. It won't be a different group. So in any case, whatever your rasa, it's still going to be Rupa and Rati, and that are the ones that are connecting to Radharani.
One acharya outside of ISKCON said, I thought he said, that everyone who comes to Gaudiya Vaishnavism is coming because they're in conjugal rasa.
But that also can also mean is that there are most all cowherd boys, you know, you have the ones that are same age, you know, or younger than Krishna or older than Krishna. So they're all like, you know, situated, it's just the Shakya rasa. But those who are intimate, then they have, they're on the edge of the conjugal pastimes, because they can be messengers and be involved to some degree if it's not too intimate. Therefore, if it's those cowherd boys, generally it would be in that line. But we even here before, we saw that this other, and this is Vijay, who was the other one?
Brajanath.
He was following, he said Sridham, I think.
Yes.
Didn't he say Sridham? Yeah. He didn't say Sudham, right? I think he said Sridham, because Sudham is intimate. So then he was not even that. Main thing is this, the upper three rasas is the main thing that's there. But what's being offered that wasn't offered before is this, especially this conjugal element on this level of intimacy.
So does the conjugal element nourish all the other...
Yeah, of course. The only reason the others are there is for the conjugal. Because he is in... let's say, you know, we're being very theoretical here, okay? Let's say you have a boy and a girl and they're friends. You know, they grew up together, they're next door neighbors or across the street, and they grew up together, they play together and this and that. Okay, now how much variety is required in their interaction? Understand? Some variety. It's more than, let's say, if he's playing with one of the other boys in the neighborhood. But it won't be that much more. It'll be a little bit more because of the feminine element. Right? Now, that on the parental level, his interaction with his mother or things like that, then there'll be a little bit more variety. You know, the food is different every day, or, you know, it's every... means he may not catch it, but the husband does, you know, because it gets into the next rasa. But, you know, how often does the furniture move around in the house, right? You know, it changes. You know, for the kid, it was just, you know, oh, it's over here now. Okay, so cool. You know, he didn't have to move it, right? The husband had to move it. So, you know, the whole point is it, does that make sense? So there's a little bit more variety. But in the conjugal rasa, the variety is very, very intense. Nothing will ever happen the same again. Right? So for that, you have to have a lot of elements that create that variety. though in itself it of course, but then you get more taste if you add into it the parental rasa, the friendship rasa, the servitorship, the shanta, then it creates more situations. You know what I'm saying? It's the situation there, but the parents are there. The situation, the parents aren't there. You know, the coward boys are there or not there, or any combination thereof. You know, and then within the gopis, that, you know, you have your group there, or there's another group there. So it creates, you know, then is that group favorable or not favorable? With the other gopis that are friends, you know, then are they, means, are they more supportive of Krishna or more supportive of Radharani? You know, like Kundalata, she is more supportive of Krishna because she's his cousin. So therefore, when they create a joke on Krishna, it can also be at Kundalata's expense because she's in with Krishna. But if it's like, say, Vrinda, they create a joke, then it's Krishna separated. You know? You know what I'm saying? I mean, she has her... I mean, even though they might throw her in, she can move herself out. You know, like saying, you know, it's like when he says, when they're picking the flowers, and he says, you know, this is my forest, you can't have it. You know? He says, no, it's not. This is known as Vrindavan. It's Vrinda's forest, and she's with us. So it's our forest. And he says, you know, you don't have any rights. And he says, what do you mean? She's my wife. Like that. So therefore, you know, whatever's the wife's, and the husband, you know, says, hey, you know, it's like, so therefore it's mine. And then they all turn to her, what? You're married to this guy? You know? You know, because the Shaligram and Tulsi Vivana, you know, so like that. But then, you know, because there, it is that on that platform she can pull out of that, and then it'll be all of them against Krishna. But with Kundalata, then, you know, they're working out a thing, and in something, then they put it that, you know, put Krishna and Kundalata together, you know, and it's his cousin, you know, so hey, this doesn't happen, you know, so it creates more fun. That makes sense? Mm-hmm. Like that. So that's why you have to have all the different things. Because right? If there wasn't the parental, then you wouldn't have, you know, Jatila and Kutila and that, because you wouldn't have the marriage thing. You know, because you have the marriage thing, that's why you have kids, right? Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Yeah, so then in this way, then it just adds, it expands.
So why are there different pastimes, apricot than prakat, where Krishna...
Because you have 125 years to do prakat, and you have eternity to do apricot. That's why. So here it's main ones that we could relate to. You know, in other words, the whole idea in when you're what we were discussing before, when you're dealing with religion, the whole idea is that there's a mood that it generates. So whatever generates the mood is what you're trying to enhance. Right, so it's according to your audience. Right, so then for those of this world, then the externals are more noticed. But in the spiritual world, it doesn't matter. You know, like that. It's the mood that matters. Then. Like Kaliya Nag is big, but he's not as big as. What's the other one? Agasura. Right, you know, but for us here, Agasura, then, you know, he's big, so then we get impressed. You know. But even if it was a small, regular old snake, still Mother Yashoda would be worried. You know. But us, it's just a snake, you know. You know, it's just like, if I say, you know, main pastimes of Krishna, we'll remember Agasura. But if I say main pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, we may not remember the one of him playing with the snake. So it's just a regular sized snake. You understand? So, in other words, those pastimes are chosen that will create an environment in which the conditioned living entities will be attracted. Like that. And so there's plenty of these major pastimes. But then you only need one manifestation of that. But in the spiritual world, still the major pastimes, but there's unlimited details are being manifest. It's just like when Ramachandra was, when they were making the bridge, then Jambavan, because he's Chiranjeev. So he's commenting how going to Lanka is different this time. Because he's been there since the beginning of creation, so he's been in every Ram Leela there is, right? So he's telling the other monkeys the different ways he got to Lanka in different incarnations, like that, which is way over their heads, but it's nice to know, like that. So in other words, even every time he's Ramachandra, there's some variation. In other words, he grows up, he goes to the forest. You know, Sita's captured, he goes to Lanka, defeats Ravana. That is always there. But little details like how he goes. Like, so this time they made a floating bridge with mountaintops, and other times they did something else. Like that.
One other question. We're talking about the absolute nature of prakrit and aprakrit, which seems like we're comparing apples to apples, but then when you go absolute nature, let's say the name and the deity, it seems like apples to oranges. So
No. It's
because I don't feed the holy name the way I would feed the deity.
Because it's different form, you do different pastimes. It's Krishna dressed up, with his little short dhoti and his cloth tied around his waist, and he's slapping his arms. Then how do you interact? Right, you wrestle, right? But he's got his dhoti on and he's really decked out, looking really dapper. Then that's for the gopis, right? That was, I don't know if you ever saw it. There was a painting that Pushkar did when he was in Vrindavan, and it's got Krishna like really decked out. I mean, it's just like Gopinath, and standing there with his flute and that. And then next to him, he's out in the forest, and there are these two little dinky cowherd boys jumping up and down in ecstasy, right? And then he took the painting to Prabhupada and he said, "What pastime is this?" He just said, "Well, I just went to put a Krishna." He says, No, you have to paint a pastime. Because the point is, Krishna's not going to dress up like that with the cowherd boys. He's going to do that with the cowherd girls. So it's just a matter of what's there. It means there's all the deities, but it's not that there's eight forms of deities, but they're all worshipped differently. Like the deity in the pot, you also, when you do the offering, you do it through water. The deity's water, you offer through water. Like that. So it's each manifestation has its uniqueness, so they're all the same. Like that. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. However, even though at this stage the sadhaka sees Krishna, the Lord of Goloka, and his own relationship and transcendence, until and unless he, the sadhaka, is promoted to Sampati Dasa, where both his gross and subtle material bodies are completely terminated, his perception of transcendence is not continuous and perfected. In Bhavapana Dasa, the pure soul develops control over the subtle and gross material bodies. But when Krishna completely showers his ultimate mercy upon the sadhaka's relationship with this material world is totally severed. Right? In other words, in meditation they keep going and coming. Right? So at this point just means they go, they don't come back. Like that. So here it'll be seen as death. But all it was is just they didn't come back. That's the... Another name for Bhavapana Dasa is Apana Dasa and Surup Siddhi, the attainment of one's original spiritual identity. Another name for Sampati Dasa is Vastu Siddhi, the securement of the ultimate and absolute transcendental reality, Sri Krishna. So that's the other name sometimes you come across on Vastu Siddhi. So here, in other words, Surup Siddhi, the Bhavapana is also Surup Siddhi, because that's actually then where your position is established. But to be able to function fully in that, then one has to not be in contact with this at all. Right? But at the same time, as we can see, is that their element is those who come down from there, the Nitya Siddhis that come down. It's not that, in their moments that when they're thinking about that, they're not there in the pastimes. So you can have the spiritual form in that, but there's no there's no connection with anything mundane. So that means at this point it would be completely on a totally transcendental platform. So we could see is that some would at this point leave the body, and some at this point could continue. But there would be absolutely no connection at all. Does that make sense? It means in the way of any kind of attachments or anything like that. So,
yeah. These eternal associates of Krishna, when they're in Leela, particularly Chaitanya Leela, or they come as Guru, do they remember? Are they always conscious of their Surup City, or do sometimes for Leela they just become that person now?
No, they do. It's like you're playing in a drama, you play the part well. It's not that you've forgotten about who you are, you're just not necessarily focusing on it. You know, but when between scenes, when you're standing in the wings, then you can sit and goof with your friends. Does that make sense? Or was that too practical of a dramatic example?
No, it makes sense.
Okay. You understand? You know what I'm saying? It's just like you're there on stage, everybody's in character, and you're not thinking about who you are. Right? So that's one point of the fourth wall, is you don't break the fourth wall, because then you might think who you are. It breaks the whole thing. It breaks that whole element. But when you step off and you're just standing on the side, out of sight, then you can behave, you behave as yourself.
But then you could say in the Leela they're always on stage.
No, but in the Leela, I mean, that is them. That is them. You know, there isn't a difference.
In pastimes, so Rupa Goswami,
No, but when he's sitting with Sanatana and that, and what they discuss and all this and that, and what they're experiencing, then that's another thing. When they're talking to us, that's where they're taking their role here. It means they may be in that form, but it's not that they're necessarily taking the role here. It means they won't do something that will contradict their role here. You know, but when they're sitting up down there, Radha Damodar, and discussing about, you know, what they're writing and stuff like that, then they're in the pastimes, that's their thing. We're not necessarily very privy to that.
Then you have this, how the gopis were not great scholars, and then they come as the greatest scholars.
Not great scholars, because that's just not their interest. The point is if you already understand the rasa, you function within it. But the point is if you ask them, they can explain it. Because the point is for them, it's just obvious. You know, it's just like, let us say you have, you know, the lady of the house, and she's a very expert cook. But she's, you know, picked that up from her mother and other things, and, you know, caught a few things here and there, went to somebody's house, and it was something nice, asked a few questions about the prep, and then went home and cooked it, and, you know, like this. So, very expert. So if you ask questions on how the cooking is, she can explain it very simply. But the point is someone who doesn't know cooking, that's very elaborate. You know what I'm saying? You know, a chef would understand. So the whole point is the general understanding there, you need a scholar here to understand it. You know what I'm saying? Because the subtleties of rasa, I mean, you weren't here in the interim state, but we skip to the end of this. There's means the chapters go, there's 10 chapters on preliminary, removing any doubts about devotional service and establishing devotional service. And the next 10 chapters is about, you know, sadhana bhakti, right? Sadhana rag bhakti, or vaidhi bhakti, you could say. Yeah, no, sadhana bhakti, yes. So then the next 10 chapters is then on bhava, you know, basically all the different kinds of bhava. Your sthayi bhava, vibhava, anubhava, sanchari bhava, and sattvika bhavas, like that. And so right there we were pushing the limit of what everybody could appreciate, you know, like that. And you only really got questions and discussions when they would drop it down into, you know, present day interaction, masculine feminine interactions, then this discussion would get lively. Otherwise, it was kind of like, nice, like that. Then the last chapters are the very fine points of the pastimes. And that was basically, we could have been, you know, reading a medical journal or, you know, one of these quantum physics kind of like, you know, theses or something like that. It was kind of like, you know, everybody just kind of, yeah, I think even the pleasant kind of smile kind of went away. So then it was suggested that we move to the end and leave this section when it'll make more sense in the 9th, maybe 10th, 11th, and 12th years. Because then that's what the study is that. So then we're just summarizing the end, the last few pages. Mm. You know, and even this is very, but this is kind of, because it's there summarizing down, it kind of concludes, so it, you can catch that point from the point of, you know, bhava, so you can kind of get a little bit there. Because there's stages there, and you know, the other was like how the girl's mood turns from one to the other, and how it could be, you could start off with one of those. Does that make sense? Needs. One of the Nayikas is who dresses up nicely and is arranging everything. She's very happy, and very happily she goes to the point place of meeting. The second Nayika is that where at the place of meeting that she's worried about the arrangements and just, you know, doing little last-minute fixing. Now, the first one could not do the second one because she's so happy, and she comes there and she just sits down because she's in that mood of happiness without worrying about it. The others have arranged it. She's fine. You know? But, and it can't, you know, and does that make sense? And it can be that the one who's going there, she's not, you know, all dressed up and in that mood of going and meeting Krishna. She's just getting to the place and then arranging stuff. But one can transfer into the other, or the vice versa. So all those things, those were kind of. And then there's the visions of those, like that. Because then you have all the different moods they can have while they're within that overall one. So then we kind of decided, okay, this is, we'll leave this for later. So now we've moved on to this. Good. Yes.
Maharaj, this is the fifth level of bhava, the sampati dasa.
Yes, that's the fifth. Because so that's the point where there's prema.
Yeah, so it's quite similar to start full prema.
Yeah, because that's why it's said at this point, then that's also the other thing, is where the gross and subtle body are left.
Yes,
so in other words, that's the point of prema.
Yes.
So from there is that both part, but it means there's no need of having the body anymore.
Yes.
Right? It means someone coming from there is coming here, so they keep the body because they're doing the service here, but our service here is to get there.
Yes.
Right? Once you get there, then you can come back here.
Yes.
Right? You know, but does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So that's the point of prema. So someone gets the sampati dasa, that's what they've done here, so they don't have to go to Gokul.
Yes.
After they leave the body, they already have their place in the pastimes, because
yes,
it's already been done through the meditation, so they just continue there. But someone who comes in earlier than that, wherever they come in, they'll do that in Gokul, then go through to Sampati Dasa, and then go into the upper kati.
So Sampati Dasa means the person is fully trained.
Yes, basically that. It means you can always go on learning more and more, but it means the attitude's right, the mood's right, then you're part of the pastime. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, on the occasion you mentioned that the reason in the spiritual world that someone has desire to move on is that he always is desiring to improve. So that even when we reach the spiritual world, we trying to improve that.
Yeah, improve, because the idea is you're trying to, the result is for Krishna, so the better your skill, the better your focus, the better Krishna's happiness. You know, while here it's maybe, in the beginning it's some element of prestige. The person wants to get, you know, initiated. You know, one, they understand the spiritual principle, but at the same time as, you know, everybody else is getting, so they want to get. But the point is because it's a spiritual thing, even though there is that mundane social element, it's still worthwhile, because if you got initiated for some spiritual, for mundane, you know, inspiration, but it's bona fide initiation, and you're following it, then what's the problem?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But if it's like the you know, the smartest and that, they're getting initiated because of their social position, but it's not spiritual, that's basically not so important. Right? That's it. Okay, the securement of the ultimate and absolute transcendental reality. So the securement, so where is security? Sambandha avideya prayoja. Prayojana, but means that you've attained it, but having attained it, where will it situate itself?
In Sambandha.
It'll go back to Sambandha. Right? In other words, you've attained Krishna, now Krishna goes back to his part of Sambandha. That now this is your relationship. Right? In other words, Vastu Siddhi is the substance has become perfect. So your position as that connection with Krishna now is secure. But before that, it depends upon your absorption or not. You can be Krishna or you could not be. But now Vastu Siddhi means then now you permanently are. Right? Does that make sense? Yeah. So that's why then it would be on this platform. So now that becomes normal. So the focus now becomes on the prema. Right? Because Vastu is already attained. Does that make sense?
So Viparalamba would be the shift of that security of Krishna, would it?
No, because Krishna, your connection with Krishna is there. Viparalamba and Sambhog means whether you're personally with or whether you're not. Does that make sense?
I mean, when the gopis are proud and Krishna leaves.
Yes, but the point is he's still theirs.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? When the wife becomes upset and tells the husband to get out of here, who's supposed to get out of here? Just some guy or her husband? You know what I'm saying? So the point is possession still remains. Because then when he's, you know, proved himself, then he comes back. Right? Does that make sense? Because that's the whole element, is that the possession is still there. Right? So it meant is that element was there, what was mentioned about the joy. Begin to chant Harinam with ulasa, joy in your heart. Then gradually combine mamata, possessive attachment, with that ulasa. Next to this nectarian mixture, add vishramba, loving intimacy, based on firm faith and confidence in the Lord. So already that element of attachment and firm faith and confidence is starting. Right? But it starts with the joy. Then you're adding to that. Gradually combine. And then once that's been combined in this balance, then you add the next.
Okay.
So you don't just jump in and put it all together. No, but I can't quite get the, you know, because if it's not quite getting, you're not supposed to be doing it. You know, just like, let's say the stove is there, right? And the pot's on the stove, and, you know, something's inside cooking, the spoon is there, and the three-year-old comes up and is trying to reach it. It can't quite reach it. So what does that mean?
He's not supposed.
They're not supposed to be cooking. That's that is yeah. Okay, Vijay. When Vastu Siddhi is attained, in what way are the name, beauty, qualities, pastimes, and dharma of Krishna perceived? Goswami. Presently, I am unable to answer that question. If I were to attain Vastu Siddhi, then I would be able to answer your question. However, you would only fully comprehend such a description if you yourself had also attained Sampati Dasa. In fact, the effort to understand Vastu Siddhi disappears when one perceives the state upon first-hand basis, because at that point, one's questions are automatically answered. So that he's saying is that means you can give a description that's there, but the description of that experience, what is actually the perception, you can only appreciate when you're on that platform. Does that make sense? So that's the whole point that he's making here. This other thing, then he's just taking that position of humility. Right? So the thing is there, if he says, yeah, it's this, that, so please explain it. But the point is just, yeah, if I was there, then I could explain it. But even if I explained it, you wouldn't fully appreciate it until you get there. So one, you've cut off just them asking, and the second, you've cut off even if they did ask and they couldn't. So that you should put it to this. So in other words, the site of praying, but you worry about sadhana. Because vastu is not sadhana anymore. One's a sadhaka, one worries about sadhana. Really? So gone from sadhana bhakti to bhav sadhana. Right? So then that's, you know, one sticks to there. Prema, that's another thing altogether. As far as the discussion, not that its substance is different. It's just,
isn't vastu city, you no longer can have a physical form?
Yeah, that's what he mentions. And you come to sampatidasa. That's the end. It means, in other words, it's prema, but it's not that you're acting on it, you've attained it. So that point of obtaining it, that's called vastu city. So it's considered the fifth platform of bhav sadhana. But actually, that then brings you to the situated in prema. Right? But they're identifying that having made that last step. So therefore, it's called vastu city.
So,
no, but an eternal associate can have, you know, just like we're saying, the nitya siddhas come here, they can do.
So when I get to vastu city, that means if I'm going to maintain the body, it's only in the mind, or if I get there, then there's no...
Yeah, then you wouldn't at that point. But once the prema is there, then one can come back, and then one can maintain it. Because you're not a sadhaka anymore. Because the thing is then you are fully situated in your there, and then can work with the two. Because the point is prema, you can come to the platform of prema. It's also on that you can say, if we take this further, because see, there's specific definition here. He's just showing the main stages of what you're going through. Because the point is from prema you're going to go on, because vastu city means you've come to prema. Then you go from prema to the next stage. You know, like that. So prema is the maximum that this body can accommodate. It means anything beyond that has to be done within the spiritual form. Like that. Does that make sense? So one would have to be situated there. But it seems that those who are coming up, there's no more need for them to be within this form. Right? Because this form is then created by one's karma and stuff like that. Then, you know, it may not be the ideal way for, you know, coming back and preaching as. What's the reason there? That's up to Krishna. Is that okay?
So what? I get to that point and I just die because I want to go further?
Is that a problem, dying?
Not if I'm on that level.
Yeah, so therefore, don't.
Mahatma Prabhu just died because he wanted to realize his vastu city. Oh, it just appeared to be a heart attack.
No, but the thing is not, it's a matter of wanting, it's not a selfish thing. This is what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be situated on prema. It's not we're attaining prema for our own purpose, we're attaining prema to please Krishna. So you don't have that element. So I don't think anybody's going to be sitting around and grumbling that, oh, he's so selfish, so self-centered. Yes, no?
Yeah. My wife might, I don't know.
I work it out. I'm sure if you get to the platform of prema, then she'll be cool. But there's a consideration there. Since you've gotten to prema, right, that means now you're part of the associates of the Lord and in good with Krishna. Right? So now you have to put in a word, good word. Right? So as long as that part's there, then it's cool. But if you're not going to put in a good word, then you're going to stay around here until she gets to that platform. Okay. That makes sense? Okay. Even in Bhavapanadasa, which bestows Sarup City to disclose to others whatever one experiences with the transcendental realm is futile, because the non-qualified audience is incapable of grasping the description. Right? So that's why just the technical points of it, the actual sambandha aspects of it are what's being described. Because the experience of it you can only have if you're there. Srila Rupa Goswami is described in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Purva Bhag 329-412. The symptoms characterizing devotees who have acquired Sarup Siddhi. If upon external scrutiny a devotee who has just begun to experience the inchoate stirrings of bhava is found guilty of misconduct, he must never be censured, because he has now completely abnegated all contact with matters not related to Krishna. This is his crowning success as a human being, and his glory in every respect. He is glorious in every respect. Those devotees' hearts who are flooded with the first flush of prema are truly blessed. Their activities and conduct are beyond the ken of scholars and theologians. Ken or Ken? Ken. Okay. Only the most fortunate living entities are graced by prema, which remains inaccessible to the philosophers and professors of scriptures. Right, so here, that, then you can also say is that sampatidasa would be this first flush, like that coming there. You know, so these moments are defined just like the purva rag. Right, because it's showing that moment where that completeness or that fullness is there. So they're defined so that one understands the stages. Yes.
What's like guilty?
I knew that one. let's start from a lighter one. Is that they don't necessarily act in a way that necessarily they should or would be appropriate socially. You know, they're ignoring somebody because they're absorbed in Krishna consciousness or something like that. Others might get upset, get offended. Does that make sense? You know, it's like, I think it was Rupa Goswami. Yeah, he was sitting and chanting his japa. And then he started seeing this pastime that was going on there where Radha and Krishna were there and Radharani was picking flowers, so Krishna was assisting. So then Radharani wanted Krishna to pull the branch down. So he reaches up, pulls the branch down, she's picking the flowers. So she grabs the branch and is picking the flowers. And then somehow or another, Krishna lets go of the branch. I'm not sure if it was planned or if it just happened, but whatever it is. So then Radharani is kind of like off the ground in that. And so then that whole pastime, Rupa Goswami started laughing. At the same time, there was this devotee who happened to be going by. He himself was, you know, some way physically deformed. So when he'd walk, he would walk in a very, very strange kind of way. And so, you know, amongst the mundaners and that, they would always laugh. Right? So then as he happened to just go in front of Rupa Goswami just at that moment when he laughed. So he took it that Rupa Goswami's laughing at me. You know? So then, in that, then because he got upset, then Rupa Goswami's also vision, the pastime, disappeared, and he wondered what happened. So then he started crying about it. Then he understood, oh, it's something else. Does that make sense? So in other words, one doesn't connect the regular social behavior to someone on that platform of, which did he get? The incoherent stirrings of bhava. So when he gets to in here, that bhava starts happening. In other words, the uttama platform. You don't put those things. You know, the regular standard social rules and all that. Right? Does that make sense? But the normal thing is, if they're conscious, they follow them. You know. So it's not like the sahajas who are saying no, they're advanced, so it doesn't matter. They can do anything. That's just kind of the thing of, but that's based on the false ego that I'm the controller and enjoy, I can do whatever I like. So therefore, if someone's more advanced, then they have more right to that feeling. So that's why I said, no, how can you say that's offensive to say that about Spirit Man? He can do whatever he likes, he's advanced. Like that, that's that. The Sahajiyas then are presenting it from the element of cultivating the controller and enjoyer, because everybody wants to be the controller and enjoyer, so they're following the spiritual life, so-called spiritual life, you know, and then you become more advanced, but all it is ways to become more advanced in controlling and enjoying. Right? So that's different from here. So that's why the importance of the Sampradaya Vaishnavas, because then one can tell the difference. Is that? Yes.
That last time with Rupa Goswami sort of worries me a little, because he's not done anything wrong. But then another devotee has become disturbed by some perception that he has.
Yeah. No, it's
just why that.
So that's why etiquette is there. like I told you that story about that one Mataji who for I think it was like 25 years was feeling bad because she and her husband were being asked to leave Vrindavan, and myself and Padmalochan had been sent to just check if they were packing or if not, because they were, you know, a very headstrong couple, so it was worried that maybe they had been asked to go that they weren't, you know, and so it was just a matter of the management have to get more involved, or was it, you know, done and as they had agreed it's all going on, so it's just a matter of time for them leaving. So they came and just checked that they're packing. I didn't know what was going on, so I'm just with him, and because we were friends, and you know how you say your standard, you know, standard issue idiot brahmacharis, right? So then we're standing there and, you know, laughing and joking as idiot brahmacharis always do, especially if you have a veranda. You know, we have a veranda and there's the railing. The railing is very important because you lean on that, and then that's where the best goofing goes on, right? Does that make sense? That's why in the West, you know, the brahmacharis are so much more sober because there's no verandas with those railings. But in India, every place has verandas, so they're able to, you know, relax and be more natural, right? That, you know. You could probably do a major change in Western brahmacharis just by putting in, you know, even if you don't have, just, you know, in the middle of the room, just put some, you know. It's like, you know, going up to the bar, you know. Like that. So then we're there and laughing and joking. Now the lady inside thinks we're laughing at her plight that she's being kicked out of out of Vrindavan. Right? So for 25 years she's walking around with this. And then one day she saw me and then just, you know, had the courage to say this. And I said, oh, it had nothing to do with that. And then she was so happy that it wasn't. Like that. You know? But it's like 25 years. So who knows what effect that had. So the point is, is here, according to etiquette, here's someone, it means leaving Vrindavan is not a nice thing. So that they are, then they'll be in a really sober mood. We should have been in a sober mood. So we weren't following practically the etiquette. It wasn't technically our fault, you know, as we mentioned, standard issue idiot brahmachari. So, but the point is, you know, one is supposed to be more sensitive to the environment, right? So then in that case, we should have been, you know, quietly gone there, checked, and gone away, and then laughed and joked on our own veranda instead of her veranda. You know, like that. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. But what kind of body did Jiva have before he fall down into the material world? If I heard that he's fully conscious, is the Jiva acting according to his particular rasa in his original surut? And if he and if the Jiva is not in frame, is at least in bhava before the fall down?
See, bhava is defined as when you're going up. Tatastha is the position. Bhavsadhana is when you're using that position in connection with Krishna. Because if you can't catch this, you definitely are not going to catch the rest of it. See, you understand? You're asking a question by taking that position and bringing it here. But the question can only be answered there. So if you can't understand, tatastha means the place of consciousness that's between spiritual, meaning here internal potency or prema, and external potency, which means the consciousness is absorbed in the idea of enjoying the Lord's energy, you won't catch it. Because it's all in consciousness. It's not location. It's not the body you're in. It's the consciousness. It's all about consciousness. It's not about the body or where the body is. An impersonalist, he is situated in Brahman. But where's his consciousness? Is it actually devotional? No, it's material. So you can be in the neutral state that you're not in rasa with the internal or with the external. But is the consciousness leaning towards prema or is it leaning towards the material? Does that make sense? No, but does that make sense? Otherwise the rest of your question won't make any sense because I'm going to base the answer. That's why I started here.
Yeah, well, according to my logic...
That's the problem. That's the problem.
Yeah.
It's not a matter of logic. It's a matter of being able to see the overlap of spiritual and material functioning at the same time. It's tatastha shakti. You have to understand tatastha shakti. The body is not tatastha shakti. You understand?
Another thing is in relation to the same point. If the jiva after it, because the jiva has a chance to behold or see Krishna's pastimes.
It hasn't mentioned that you're seeing the pastimes at this point. It means you have a body, you're placed there in Vrindavan. Is Krishna walking by your house? Is that why you're seeing it? And your front yard is where Radha Krishna Leela is going on. Right? Where do the pastimes in Yavat go on? See, in other words, if you want to deal in this area, you have to know something about it. It's just like if I come up to you and say, are you using the 4.3 or the 9.2 spark plug, here and this and that, but you don't even know what that means, then how am I supposed to give an answer? And I say, well, yeah, because, we changed the distributor to this and that. We've also, made the wires bigger. And we changed from, the aluminum to copper wires and all those kind of things, and stuff like that. You don't even know what I'm talking about. You never heard of a distributor in your life. You wouldn't know what it does. So in other words, if you're going to ask questions in that realm, know something about it. You know what I'm saying? Yavat is where Radharani's house is. So that's the only place in Yavat where they have pastimes. And if you're born in Yavat, you're born in another house. You're not born in Radharani's house. So therefore, the pastimes aren't happening in your front yard. So that means you have to go to see Krishna and the pastimes. Right? The cowherd boys, they have their houses. But to see Krishna, where do they come? They come to Krishna's house, the Nanda Bhavan. And then they go with him out into the field. He's out in the field. How do the gopis see him? Do they sit at their house and see him right there? They have to go out into the forest. You're here in Mayapur. There's thousands of devotees here. Do you see them all? No. So that's the whole point. You're qualified, you see Krishna. You're not qualified, you don't see Krishna.
So the beginning, do we have the chance or...
You have the chance whether you take it or not. The point is if you're seeing the energy around your house, everything going on in your house, and you're seeing that this is nice and you're enjoying that, that's material consciousness. Though you're in your surup and you're in the spiritual world, but you're seeing the spiritual world as an energy that you can enjoy. Therefore, you're working under Mahamaya, not Yogamaya.
But bottom
line, it's your fault that you're here. It's not someone else's fault. You can't say, well, if I saw Krishna, I'd that. But if you saw Krishna, you can't fall from there. So, how am I here? So in other words, the point is it's your fault 100%. It's no one else's fault. If it's not, well, I didn't see Krishna, well, how did I get the chance? It means you don't have to look at the material, at the spiritual energy as something to enjoy. We're here because... we wanted to be here. He doesn't say that. No, he says, well, you know, I actually want to be born in, you know, 33rd and 3rd, you know. Or, you know, it says it didn't work out like that. You know, unless he would have said it differently. It's not like that. You wanted to enjoy Krishna's energy. You see the material energy and you want to enjoy it. That's what seeing the other side means. This side means it's used for Krishna. That side means it's not used for Krishna. It's the same object. You're looking at the rock, you know, and we're seeing Maya. Someone else is looking at the rock, they're seeing Krishna. That means you're on the other side, they're on this side. That's the point. It's going on at the same time. That's the tasva. The two things are there at once. It's which one you want to see. You know what I'm saying? You have food there. You made nice arrangements on that. People come in, somebody sees, wow, nice arrangements. It looks so beautiful. Someone else is going, you know, that, oh, such nice preparations. What a nice menu. Someone else is going, wow, think of all the carbohydrates and sugar and ghee and all. This is going to kill you. So there you have the spiritual material all at the same time. I'll let you guys work out which is which. Okay. You understand? You understand? It's the same thing. Why is it this different? We're talking about Krishna Prasad. Some people, they get so freaked out when they see Krishna Prasad. If there's any oil, any sugar, any this, any that, they're just freaking out that, you know, this is going to kill you. So that's a mundane view of Krishna. And they're standing in the same room as you.
After living to see Krishna, they automatically fall in love with, I mean, it's like pretty much like...
Yeah, but then why didn't you do it? That when you said, you're saying that, but the point is if, have you been listening to this as we're going through? When did it say you got to see Krishna? Said here at Vastu City. Sampadidasa, Vastu City, the securement of the ultimate absolute transcendental reality.
I have many times that Prabhupada said that we were with Krishna.
Yes, but what does with Krishna mean? You're like there in his pocket, or what does that mean, with Krishna?
At least seeing...
That's your interpretation. Okay. And even if you see, if you don't see Krishna, and what it means... Okay, Krishna walks into the wrestling arena in Mathura. There's like 15 different ways of seeing Krishna. How many of those were actually spiritual? So they saw Krishna. They're with Krishna. Even if you want to take that line. Okay, you're seeing Krishna. But are you seeing Krishna as you want to serve him? Or he's just another guy? You're there, he's there, everybody's there.
I think the commonly understood or misunderstood conception is we're in Leela, everything's going well,
we opened the class with that. So if you weren't here on time, it's like I probably explained this maybe 25, 30 times in the last 3 years. But it's a point that basically no one wants to understand, because then it means I wasn't from the, you know, eternal Leela in love with Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan and fell from there. Right? Because if I didn't fall from there, then hey, I'm doing fine here. You know? But the point is you're there, but you don't care about it. So that's why you come here. Those who care, they stay there. Those who don't, they come here. It's simple. Everybody's seeing Krishna. You know, how you say, how many demons are seeing Krishna? Same Krishna, but they don't care. You know what I'm saying? The point is Krishna reciprocates with you as you reciprocate with him. You have love, he reciprocates in love. You don't have love, he doesn't reciprocate in love.
I just did the fairness point of Krishna being fair to all living entities. It's like they have the chance,
yes, but you didn't take it. Mm-hmm. Just like you have the chance. Every morning, the chance is there to sit down in front of the deities, chant 16 rounds in full, complete consciousness in Shuddha Bhakta, Bhakti. Shuddha Nam and Shuddha Bhakti. You get the chance every day. how many days a week you take that? A month? Year? So far this lifetime has gone by, maybe haven't taken full advantage. The point is it's not different there. You're the same person. We're taking it this mystical, I'll be hit with a thunderbolt and then I'll be something else. You're the same person. You like Krishna, you're there. You don't like Krishna, you're here. It's that simple. You're an individual. You have the choice. You've made the choice, and therefore you're here. But the point is the choice is being given. Lord Chaitanya has come to give you the choice to go back. So if we're so worried about it, then take how to get back. Don't worry how you got here. You're already here. That's what probably gives the example. You're out in the middle of the ocean and someone throws you a rope. You don't ask how I got here. You just grab the rope and get out. When you're on the boat, nice and dried, and had your bath and eaten and had a little rest, then you can come out and then lean on the railing and then talk about how you got into the ocean. You know what I'm saying? The point is from there, it's very easy. Here you just give a general kind of point. You know, if you want to know it was on Tuesday afternoon or something, that you're not going to get. Does that make sense? So the point is it's the nature of everyone to develop love for Krishna, but you have to make that choice to do it. We've done it. They stay there. You don't do it, you come here. And at every time, you can make that choice again. You come as Lord Brahma. At that point, you're seeing Krishna directly face to face. You're talking with him. He hangs out with you there as a thousand-headed Purusha for your whole lifetime. But there are Brahmas who never become devotees. Right? We're the evidence. Otherwise, then Brahma from Brahma, he would have gone back to Godhead. You wouldn't have any living entities here. But this is chock-a-block with living entities. That means everybody was Brahma before. Everyone saw Krishna, heard from Krishna, was initiated by Krishna, lived with Krishna, and still came down to this level. It's just the choice of the living entity. Because you think, no, that'll be good. So that's the whole point, is by going through it, you see, no, it's not so good. So at one point, you become frustrated. So that means the soul is now ready to hear something about Krishna. But it's still your choice whether you apply it or not. You apply it, you advance. You don't apply it, you don't advance. Does that make sense? So that means every living entity is qualified to develop prema. It's just a matter of their desire on whether they do or not. How quickly. Everybody will, it's just a matter of how quickly. Does that make sense? Right? So in other words, the focus is on what you can do about it now. The only reason to describe it is so you can understand what went wrong so you can correct it. But if it's all about, no, we couldn't have fallen, then how is that going to help you now? No, but the house couldn't have lit on fire. You know, we had the sprinkler system, we had the whole different things like that. We had the special, you know, insulation and that. But the house is on fire, you have to leave the house. No, but it's not possible it's on fire. What do we call a person like that?
Crazy.
Right. So that's the whole point, is don't worry about how we got here, worry about how we get out. So how we get out is just the reverse of how we got here. So when getting out makes sense, how we got here makes sense. Is that me? Okay. Don't worry. Nobody understands this one. You're doing pretty good. Where did you get to? Okay, the Vastu City. Oh, we got to the next page.
Vijaya.
Oh, okay. One page left. Yeah.
Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivedanta ki, Jainadaya Gaura.